Good afternoon, folks. Welcome. Some people that are here today have been anticipating this moment for quite a while. So we want that to be accomplished. And I want us to stand and sing. We'll sing a couple songs together. First one is number 12 in the hymnal. Bring us all together in worship and celebration this afternoon. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Praises Jesus who bore our sorrows, love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Let's do the last verse. Would that be good? Okay. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Number 526, The Solid Rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but anchor in on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is
His covenant, His blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
You may be seated. Just to bring you up to speed a little bit, for those that have joined us this afternoon for the last piece of the 2014 yearly meeting sessions, we're blessed to have a recording service today. Some of us, the morning started at 7 a.m. with the first board meeting, and we've had a marvelous time. We made 20,000 lunches for people with hunger this morning, all gathered together. We've had a banquet. I've discovered that my voice is cracking and going all over here as I tried to sing. I wonder why. I'm particularly honored to be a part of this service today. I just want you to know that. And I thank all of you that are here and those two that are being finally recorded in their process. I've been very blessed to work with Lowell Vanderplug, and he had a co-worker who passed away in the midst of this last term. But as the yearly meeting ministry and council oversees the recording process, I want to turn the next portion of this service today over to Lowell. So thank you and come.
Well, I, like Ron, am very privileged to do this. This will be my first recording service, and I'm looking forward to it. And as he had mentioned, both Chuck and Marlene have been working on this pretty hard for the last couple years, and this finally culminates to this moment. And I'm honored, really, to be a part of it for the two of you. And I know I speak for Ardith as well when I say that it's been a privilege to participate in seeing you and hearing from your sponsors in terms of the growth. And Marlene, in particular, had written back to me in one of the emails and said, you know, it's been a great experience. I've learned a lot of things reading all of this stuff, but I think my greatest reward out of this is the friendship that I built with my sponsor, who was Mary Glenn Hadley. And I say, this is a perfect model of what it really should look like. If any of us have the opportunity to sponsor someone for a recording process, that we become one with the one that we're mentoring. I thought that was a great, wonderful testimony. I don't know if, oh yes, Mary Glenn Hadley is here. But anyway, this is a good, wonderful privilege of mine to do this recording service. Well, you know, I kind of wanted to know what the history was behind this recording. And so I was going to ask my college kids, but they're all pretty busy raising families right now, except for Nathaniel. But So anyway, another friend of mine said that he would look up some things for me. So I thought I would spend the next half hour to 45 minutes or so just sharing some of those readings. And these readings come from the George Fox, The Story of Quakerism, and you might have to help me. Some of you, I'm not going to say old, some of your senior, seasoned citizens out there who may have read some of these, maybe even some of the recording people have read some of this stuff. But anyway, there's a part in here from Elfida, Vipoint or Vipoint. I'm not sure just how that's pronounced. And anyway, and then some people called Quakers by Elton Trueblood. Those will be some of the features that I'm reading from. And it's really not that long, actually. It's just the part in red. Okay, this comes from an executive body out of London back in 1673. So we have quite a heritage. Yeah, 1673. We have a long heritage of Quakerism here, which started out over in England. So anyway, this is talking about the executive body that was formed back then to kind of get a handle on how we deliberate and the ministers and how we recognize the ministers and how we recognize those who really aren't ministering but think they're ministering. So out of this body and its deliberations, there arose a practice of recognizing a gift of ministry which was based on the presence and practice in a great majority of the Quaker bodies today. This has various callings. Some say recording, some call recognizing. This differs from an ordination in that it only claims to record the fact that is already observed, rather than a conference of a status that was previously enjoyed. So such recognition of the minister is one of the chief grounds of the pastoral system and is honored by all yearly meetings of what is now known as the Friends United Meeting. At first, the only objective means of knowing who was acceptable as a minister and was to look at a book which was in the home of Gerald Roberts. So you had to go there to find out who was recorded. Where visiting ministers would sign their names and later became necessary to inaugurate more formal and careful methods of deciding which ones would be recognized and which ones would not. Today, in the minutes of most yearly meetings, there can be found a list of recognized ministers. And then one other short story here. And as usual with organizations, problems arose. So here's how they settled this one here. It says, problems arose when names were challenged. And eventually a custom was established by the London Yearly Meeting whereby ministers of Friends were recorded by the minutes of their own monthly or their own quarterly meeting. Which, of course, we have with Marlene, both Marlene and Chuck. I had the recording committee as the ministry and council. They would mail me their requests from the monthly meetings, and so that's how the process goes. And then the ministry and council gets together and we approve them, and we later hear testimonies from them, which they've both done. And I must say I've been on MNC 2 years, but this was the first year that I've really worked with this recording process. And so Chuck and Marlene was at one of our meetings, and we had the new members. They weren't actually officially members of the ministry and council because it was before July, but we had the new members come in too, and I was just impressed with how well the ministry and council gelled together. We all had comments to say, and they were all great comments, and they were very supportive of both of them. And so I was proud to be a part of that. One more thing here. It says, to conclude, dear friends, we earnestly recommend to you, whether your place or station in the church may be that of the most weighty and most serious manner, you often call to remembrance in all humility of mind what it was that brought us to be a people. This is, and what will be, that which was preserved for us, that the foundation on which the true Christian is built is the Spirit of Christ. Let this, therefore, direct you in all of your things. And as the writer also talked about in there, we really are all ministers of Christ. And we've carried that through the generations. I think in the Quaker denomination, even to this day, unlike many denominations, unless you were baptized in one of their members, you didn't go past those steps right there. But that's one thing that I'm proud of in the Friends heritage, that even Amber, when she was this high, could come up and share a microphone. She usually was singing things like butterfly songs, but she was able to come up and share her talents and her gifts, and it didn't matter what the age was. So now, what I would like to do now, we have two, Chuck Wiesner from the Stewart Church, and his family are here, and also Marlene Smith. And since Chuck's got such a big crowd here, I thought we're going to have to split this up. I would have them all come up here, but I think we're going to split this up. So if Chuck would, well, maybe before we do that, maybe I'll open it up to the floor and ask if there's anybody in here that would like to say anything on behalf of Chuck, or just share something that they would like to share with all of us. Even family members are allowed. It has to be positive. It has to be positive stuff. You don't want to come up here?
Well, when Chuck first came to our church, he told us right off the bat that he was a Pitt, a pastor in training. Well, he's a pretty good pastor, and we love him. He goes and visits people in the hospital, and he's out there beating the bushes all the time, sharing the gospel. So we're blessed to have him in our church.
Amen. I just want to say a word about Marlene. She and I took turns preaching at New Sharon for 4.5 years or something like that. Now she's there by herself, but Marlene's heart is always to hear the Lord and to follow him, and it's just a blessing to work with someone who's that committed to really hearing from God.
I appreciate Chuck Wiesner when we were at Bear Creek from 94 to 99, being our neighbor to the north, as well as in our corner, and praying for us, and being there. And he was a minister before he was a minister.
It has been a real privilege to be the mentor for Marlene Smith. I just feel blessed that she is to be recorded today. I feel like she has so much to offer to her church and beyond her church, to yearly meeting and beyond that. And I it was a real privilege to get to know her and to study with her.
Hi, I'm speaking for Chuck. I love Chuck. And the rest of the congregation at the Stewart Friends Church, they made it easy for members to, or anybody that is made welcome there, and they believe in the Bible, and that means a lot to me, and God bless them all.
Hey, folks. I'm David Wiesner, and I'm Chuck's little brother. I'm much younger than he is. I am really blessed to be here as well. I am a United Methodist pastor in Iowa, and I serve at the pleasure of our bishop, Julius Calvin Trimble. So I'm doubly pleased to be here for all of you today, and to participate in, even in just my being here in this service today. And our bishop would bring these greetings to you, to be encouraged, to be encouraged. And I am blessed to be here with Chuck, and I can say that he is a godly man, and he's honest. If he says it, he means it, and if he means it, he says it. Having grown up with him, I could tell you a lot of stories, but I won't. It's good that I don't. You're right. But God bless you. It's wonderful to be here.
I just met Mary Lee this weekend and talked with her, and I just really sensed a genuine spirit in her. She was very real when we talked, and it's just exciting to see that we are recording someone who's got a true heart for the Lord and who's willing to really connect. She just really made an impression on me, and that's a really neat thing, that someone can meet you the first time and you feel like that you can connect with them, that they hear you, and they're communicating from the heart.
Chuck went to high school with our oldest children, so he was a familiar name when he came to us, but he just moved in as one of the family, and we are a family at our church, and we sure appreciate him.
Okay, Chuck, it's my turn. No. When Chuck, I was pastor at Bear Creek, and he was a member of our church, and I think he actually started coming there when I was there, and watched him grow, and letting him grow on his own. But he was always on contact with me, always calling me with problems, with ideas, and when he said he thought he might be a minister, I was, are you positive about this, Chuck? Have you really prayed about this? Do you really want to be a pastor? And I don't remember exact words, but I think it was, yeah, I think I do. And I said, then I'll support you 100%. He's probably not got the best past records that anybody would say that he should be a pastor. But, you know, he's got a heart for the Lord. And he wants to see people come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And he, every effort he puts into it, he works hard at it, wanting people to know who Jesus Christ is. And that is so important. And when I heard him say that, he needs to be recorded. And maybe our method of recording him was a little different than what anybody else has ever done, because we're not going to tell you how we did it. But Chuck wasn't the first one I helped record. I've been mentor to a few others. But Chuck is the most, I don't know how to put the last word in there, Chuck. Chuck's different. Now let's just leave it at that. But he loves the Lord.
While Ron is running around, I'll just give a couple sentences here. Chuck's a good friend, and I appreciate his sense of humor and his love for the Lord and his leadership. As a church extension board, we discussed with Bear Creek and Earlham, and he had such a godly spirit and impressed me so much in all those discussions, and his willingness to step aside and a humble servant is what I saw in him. Marlene, bless her heart. Can you imagine preaching to the early meeting superintendent and me, 40-some years in ministry, every Sunday? Poor lady. But she goes without any fear and trembling and speaks God's word to me on Sunday, and it is so refreshing. I just enjoy sitting under her ministry, and she breaks the word of the Lord to us regularly and faithfully and shares her heart. And I have to say, I was jealous, so Marlene, because all the years I was here, Ron said you were the best preacher he's ever heard, and he's heard me many times, and so I was always mad at Ron, but now I understand.
It's been a privilege to me to be on ministry council at Bear Creek. We were the ones that started Chuck. And I'll have to admit, when we first talked about it, I didn't like him. And I thought, no, there's no way I'm ever going to support him. But, you know, after I watched Chuck and had listened to him a few times, the Lord changed my mind. And we go up every so often and hear him. I'm just so proud of Chuck for getting through this, and for Michaeline, I know what she's had to go through to put up with him. But I am so glad that Chuck has made it and is going to be recorded. And Marlene, I had not gotten to know you until the recording process started in, and I got to know Marlene, and she is truly, truly a wonderful Christian.
got to know Chuck when I was youth minister at Middle River Friends. We were part of the same pastoral alliance. We ate pie at Village Inn once a month, thanks to Keith, who gathered us there. And Chuck and my best friend, Zane Raber, were partners in crime for a while. Zane was at Earlham, and Chuck was at Bear Creek, and I came to appreciate Chuck a lot during that time. I know both of you guys fought some battles together, and we're battling Satan himself down there. And I appreciate you a lot, and I recognized your gifts for ministry long before today, and I'm glad that we're coming together to affirm that. So, love you, brother.
Well, I've known Chuck a good long while, and I probably was a little surprised at first when he said he wanted to become a minister, but I have heard very good reports from Stuart, and I feel blessed that he has chosen this path.
I would like to say that I am the mother of these two pastors, Pastor Chuck and Pastor Dave. And I have a daughter that's very active in her church, too. So we are a blessed family to have all this.
Yeah, I'm Chuck's sister. And I'm just going to add to that, Mom, and say that I have two brothers. I'm the middle child. And you know how when your brothers drive you crazy when you're little. You know, I hated my brothers. And as we grew up, and Chuck would say, I have two sons, and Chuck would say, I think I need to talk to your sons. And I was like, no, anything but don't talk to them. I don't want you talking to them. Isn't it wonderful how God uses all of us? And we just have to listen and follow his direction, and I'm just so happy that Chuck did that. I have two brothers who are both pastors now, and my husband keeps saying, Kathy, you're the disappointment of the family. And I'm okay, thanks, Chuck, you just did that.
I'd like to take this time to say thank you, Chuck. He came to our church. He continues to inspire the whole congregation, and he's not afraid to share the spotlight. And in fact, he encourages it and continues to encourage others that even though some of us have all been sinners and lived unhealthy and shameful lives in the past, that we don't have to be ashamed. We've got a loving Father that will always forgive us. And Chuck also loves all of us and shows God's forgiveness.
I'm from New Sharon, and I just want to say thank you, Marlene. She makes house calls and comes and prays and shares, and we appreciate her. Thanks.
I'll cry, I know it. Marlene has such a pastor's heart. And she's just on the go all the time, here and there. And a little example, my husband, Denny, that's in the back, has been sick, and My daughter was coming from Colorado a couple weeks ago, and we're self-employed and busy and not enough hours in the day and blah, blah, blah. But on a week ago Friday, she calls. She said, "Well, my schedule's open for today. Is there anything that I can do to help you get ready?" I said, "Well, that's kind of a giant task. I don't think one day you'll do it." But she came down, and, you know, she spent a few hours with me. We just had a couple hours, but it was enough to get me what I needed to get done. And we made it through the week, and now we can't tell what we've done because the kids and grandkids have been there and kind of destroyed the place anyway. But time and time again, she loves the Lord. She shows us with her prayers, and we appreciate her so much and pray that the Lord blesses her ministry for many, many years.
I wonder, Chuck, if you wouldn't mind coming forward, and Marlene, just for a few minutes. Nothing special. Yeah, quite a support group. I had to sit down. I was getting tired of standing. Yeah, I'll give him a microphone.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
But I appreciate Marlene. What I really was encouraged or impressed with when I first met her was first of all, her solidness in the scriptures and her simplicity, basically. You know, I found someone who thinks almost like I do. Simple and basic. But anyway, I just wanted you two to just say whatever might be on your mind and just share with us something.
You hold that a
minute. I'll hold it.
Okay. I wanted to share a scripture with you. And it contains my life verse. And so it's a special scripture. And it's in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I'm going to start with verse 5. I'm not going to talk long, so don't worry. Of course, I tell him that every Sunday. "For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you." This is Paul writing to Timothy, and it's thought to be his last letter. And so he's just sharing his heart with Timothy and talking to him just heart to heart. And he said, "I'm mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm sure that it is in you as well. And for this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. For this reason I also suffer these things, but I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Retain the standard of sound words which you've heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you."
You see, God has given me a treasure. God's given me a treasure, and he asked me to be obedient. And I give praise and glory to God because I'm an old lady, and he still called me and asked me to be recorded. And I'm just so thankful that he still sees some life in me. And I just give glory to God, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
That was really good, wasn't it, Marlene? Holy cow. I'm humbled today. This is a God thing. This isn't a Chuck thing. This isn't a Stuart Friends, and it isn't a Bear Creek thing. This is a God thing. And if I can be recorded as God asked me to be and go through the process, and it wasn't easy. I've got some ADD problems and learning disabilities, and it's hard to figure out and read and retain, and they worked with me. But I've got great people skills. I can reach out and touch people. And it's a good thing. And I allow the Holy Spirit to come in and utilize me for his service, for his wishes. And that's the one thing that we try to do at Stuart Friends, is build relationships with each other so that we can allow the Holy Spirit to come and utilize us to build more relationships, reach out and touch others, and educate people. Too often we found immediately at the Stuart churches that no one knows there's a Quaker church there. It's the oldest church in town. They just assume a friend's church must be something I don't know what. So we're educating them. We're educating them continuously. I have been totally blessed. Totally blessed with a tremendous family. My brother and sister are great at what they do. But my church family is awesome. We've come together as a family. We reach out. We work projects for the Lord. And when new people come, we help them. We continue to let people know that when they're out of balance in life, it's usually because they don't have God in their heart. There's something missing with the Lord. When you're out of balance, you need to go find your church. You need someone you can talk to. Whether it be at 10 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, or whatever, we must be available. We're doing God's work. He has called us to do so. It isn't that hard. We must step up. I thank Iowa Yearly Meeting for allowing me to be recorded and to represent you. This is an honor. Sometimes I get a little too emotional. And Ron said, don't give a sermon. He knows me well. And at times at our church, we'll talk, I'll get started, and if I take my glasses off, watch out, because an hour later, you know, they're saying, okay, put them back on. Because the Holy Spirit will and get a hold of you, and he does work. But we need to center down. Center down and listen to that Spirit. Listen to what it tells you. My life and my past has not been all that great. I have not made great choices. But finally, when I resigned and gave myself to the Lord and said, okay, Lord, I'm willing to do what you've asked, I kept waiting for the recording process to come back and say, oh, no, no, you don't qualify. This isn't going to work. And every time they kept saying, yeah, it's okay. Because I was planning on going to the Lord. Can you imagine when I die and I go in front of the Lord and I say, well, I tried. I tried to be recorded, right? I did everything you asked and it didn't work because of a people thing, a worldly thing. And every time they said, yeah, I think you could be recorded. I think it'll work. I think the Holy Spirit's working through you. And I said, it is? I talked to Wes. We have our little group. And I talked to Wes one time. And we went into the hospitals. And we laid hands on a small child that wasn't doing well. The brain had swollen.
and the family and I got together and we laid hands upon the child. And 4 hours later, that swelling went down in the brain. The child was eating and hungry and was released 2 days later. It was a God thing. And when I laid my hands on that child to pray, that child began to shake uncontrollably. And I said to Wes, and I said to Keith, does that happen often? That's the way it's supposed to be, Chuck. Yeah. Just roll with it. It's a God thing. Everything in life is a God thing. Everything we own, everything we do is because of the Lord. And we should give Him thanks for that. God bless you all. God bless you, Marlene. May your life go forward.
I wonder now if I could have the family members come forward. And anybody who feels like it, and Chuck, of course that includes you, you're part of the family, I think. And good, Marlene, and maybe Marlene's husband, maybe could come up here. Just kind of get centered, because I think Chuck's going to have a lot of support. I hope Chuck has a lot of support. I want anybody who wants to support you. They all came to support you. Yeah, as well as Keith and Marlene, Mary Glenn. Wow, for what I had in mind, this is going to take some time. Well, I've heard a lot of testimony, Chuck, about how good you are, how faithful you are in your heart. But, Chuck, I know you're not as perfect as I am. You may never be as perfect as I am, Chuck. But I do know that at times I have needed forgiveness, things that I've done. Probably mainly from my wife. After 35 years, she had plenty to forgive me for. But
we all do.
Yeah, yeah. But I would just like to say, there's going to be times when Chuck is going to need forgiveness from people. Rather they ask for it or not. So he's going to need forgiveness from you, Keith. And you. And you and you. He'll need forgiveness from you. He'll need forgiveness from you and you and you and you. And you. And you. And you and you. He will need forgiveness, especially you, you, and you. Did I point at you? You're too young. Marlene, you got it covered, I think. But I just wanted to say, that nobody is perfect. And Chuck's endeavoring in a family affair. It sounds like the whole family is there to support you. And you got a wonderful family. A lot of them came to support you in this. And Marlene, you have a wonderful group supporting you. And they're all going to need our support. And it's been a wonderful experience. And now Ron's going to come forward. And maybe we'll start with whoever you have there. This will be the presentation of the certificate, the thing that you've been waiting for all this time.
With this certificate and a check for $1,000 from you, we will... No! I'm sorry, I just had to do that, Chuck. This morning early, real early, I was reading. Dr. Paul Anderson sent me a book to read. It's just being published. And he wrote this in his new book called Following Jesus, The Heart of Faith and Practice. As pilgrims toward the heavenly city help one another along the way, so we learn from others. We illumine the path for one another and encourage each other in this venture. After all, it is a great journey we are on, and we do not travel alone. I don't know why. This is a Chuck thing. I opened up a book, and I read a sentence. I said, that's what I need to say today. We are not on this journey alone. God is with us. Our church family surrounds us. Our physical family surrounds us. We have a certificate for each of you. Would the clerk of our yearly meeting come forward? And I can read it or you can read it. Whichever way you want to go. You guys signed them. So if it doesn't work, it's your fault.
This is a certificate of recording. It says, from Iowa Yearly Meeting, fully recognizes Charles Chuck Wiesner as a minister of the gospel with full rights and privileges of ministerial status in the Friends Church, having been recommended by Stuart Monthly Meeting and Iowa Yearly Meeting on Ministry and Council under the advisement of the Committee of Training and Recording of Ministers. This second day of August, 1914.
You can do better than that. It's a Lutheran thing.
Marlene, it's my privilege to read your certificate for you. The Iowa Yearly Meeting fully recognizes Marlene Smith as a minister of the gospel with full rights and privileges of the ministerial status in Friends Church, having been recognized by New Sharon Monthly Meeting and Iowa Yearly Meeting on Ministry and Council under the advisement of the Committee on Training and Recording of the Ministers. This is presented to you August 2nd, 2014.
Now, there's a practice that we used to do all the time, which makes it a tradition, right? And we haven't been doing it the last few years, and I've missed it. So let's get it going again. Typically, at the end of the conclusion of this type of a service, we're going to have another prayer, but then we would invite everybody here to come down and extend the right hand of appreciation to our candidates. And everybody else will stand around if you want. It takes a while to do this, so if you're in a real big hurry, slow down. Okay? I would like to have a closing prayer. When we get done, there is hot food in the back room and fresh desserts and things out here this brought in by the churches that have sponsored them. Okay? Gracious Lord, we thank you for this very beautiful day. August 2nd, 2014. What we're witnessing is the culmination of much work, sometimes some anxiety, but also a blessing as we learn and we build relationships and we draw closer to each other and to you. Jesus, we ask for your blessing upon the ministries of these two pastors and their congregations and their families. We are indebted to you, they are indebted to you, and we thank you for the gifts you've bestowed upon them. Now, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we ask for a completion of this process, but the implementation and the beginning of a whole new venture in their lives together. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Why don't we come down and extend the right hand of fellowship to those that are here.